Hey, it's Tanika Bruce, also known as Coach Bruce or the Network Nurse. I'm a registered nurse, an author, a leader, a doctoral student, a wife, and a parent. Join me on this journey to discuss nurse X's and O's from nursing to networking. With my experiences, failures, and lessons learned in leadership, business, and sports, my hope is to positively impact your life by challenging you to chase after your goals with relentless pursuit. Let's aim to achieve success beyond your wildest dreams. Starting a business is an avenue to make revenue, change careers, or become your own boss. Yet every business requires sales to survive. As an entrepreneur, you have to understand that getting your business to stand out for online customers comes with a lot of challenges. But as we continue the series on digital marketing for your products, we want to look at one sales tactic that can help overcome these challenges. That's sales urgency. So you may ask, what is sales urgency? It's a type of urgent advertising that businesses use to give the impression that their target audience has to move fast if they want to buy their product or get the best price. Adding that sense of urgency can make all the difference in selling. It stands to reason that if you want to make more sales, building in a necessity for potential customers to hurry or prioritize the purchase is required. The main thing to remember here is that most things that we buy on impulse and for emotional reasons. If you think about it, think about any purchase that you've made. Often you're going to realize that you didn't even need it. And that's because when you were in the heat of the moment, when you were feeling whatever you were feeling, that desire and sense of urgency, that's when we often make those snap judgments. Now, there are two things that trigger this in customers. Fear of missing out and hope of gaining something relevant. Adding a little bit of urgency helps people overcome in action and decide to buy, especially if they're sitting on the fence about it. So urgency, though, it shouldn't be confused with pressure. Pressure is the reason that sales gets a bad reputation. And it's also why the first instinct when we get a sales pitch gets ignored. Pressure creates buyer's remorse. That builds doubt and regret. So how do you differentiate pressure from urgency? Well, urgency comes from within. As a seller, you don't have to create it. It only builds on a desire that's already there. Here's an example. If you were going to watch a movie at a movie theater, and as you get there, you realize it's about to begin, you'll hurry to buy the ticket. Not because the seller is trying to sell it to you, but because if you don't, you'll miss it. First, I'll start with the disclaimer before we get into it. Finding the right audience for your product is utmost important. No amount of urgency can make people buy a product unless it's something that they're actively seeking. These tactics only work when there's a desire that's already present in people. With that said, there are two ways to do this. First, find customers who want your product, and two, create a product that your target market wants. For nursing professionals or healthcare professionals thinking of venturing into digital products, I've created a free ebook. It gives you steps to identify, create, and sell them. And you can access the ebook in our episode description boxes below. As a marketer, you have to leverage the fact and create a sense of urgency in your buyers so that way they click to buy now and not later. And this episode breaks down the sales urgency tactics that you need on your online platforms to increase the chances of closing a deal. Here's some ways to do that. First, leverage color psychology. Having a great call to action for your product is one thing, but if it doesn't stand out, people can easily miss it. The red color red, however, brings in another element. The color red, and I say the red color red because it's profound. It affects us psychologically. And studies show that people put more money into red collection boxes for charity than any other color. The lesson? Make your buy button red. Second, use the right language. The correct language subtly paints this picture and encourages a sense of urgency. Words like must and now can gradually build a sense of tension and get people to want to act quickly.
likewise. So you can also use exclamation marks and even shorter sentences that read much more quickly. Third, think about the neurochemistry. The other trick to think about is that perfect scenario, from that seller's perspective anyway, is that the buyers experience this combination of serotonin or desire or the anxiety, which is that adrenaline or cortisol. That goal is to make that buyer anxious and want to really buy what it is that you're selling. So getting the desire up is a matter of telling your customers about your value proposition and getting them to imagine how what you're selling will change their life. That anxiety comes from them showing them what they could happen to get or what they could happen to miss out if they fail to listen to the advice. So the neurochemistry is very, very important. And without getting into details, you have to make sure that you're the one that's creating that for them. Fourth, offer incentives that they won't refuse. A product that sells must have value on its own, but your incentives kind of sweeten the deal. A special offer such as 50% off. That's a great way to motivate people and it makes them act fast rather than wait a while to see if they change their mind or if it's going to go on sale later. And those best incentives double or triple the value of the total purchase. Here's a little side note though. Whatever you offer should make sense to the customer. It has to be something that they want. Then add limits. A limit of some sort can drastically increase sales because it has the double impact of one, telling a story and telling customers that the option to buy won't always be there. Then making your item more exclusive and rare and thus instantly more desirable. To drive your customers even more wild, include a countdown timer or a number showing how many items are still in stock. That fear of loss is also, that's often associated with scarcity. That's why urgency triggers appears to fear or hope. And you can do this very easily on your website with that countdown timer on your products. Then make purchasing really easy. Even with all these tactics, if people go through a complex process to buy your product, then they may just simply abandon the purchase. Nobody wants to deal with the long process. You can even add a buy button to your website that allows direct access. Then lastly, this is something that so many entrepreneurs miss, is to handle the urgency objection. Expect objections. People aren't always going to say yes right away. That's going to spring up throughout the sales process, even with urgent advertising. And at this stage, the objection that you face from customers is the why now objection. Familiar objection words or thoughts in the online business case is it's not a good time, or let me sleep on it, or I'll come back next time you have an offer and buy a bigger package and I don't mind paying more later. This is where proof or testimonials come in. Apart from this, speak to the goals that they hope to achieve using your product, such as here are the benefits that you get if you start now, or here is your return on investment in this training if you sell an online course now. That's it for today. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.
Hopefully you guys liked today's episode. Make sure you don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. That's very important. And also connect with me on my social media pages. And if you want to know more about me, please visit TanikaBruce.com.